flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, question of the day. In honor of Joe Mixon somehow being blamed for TJ Houshmandzadeh's words and still getting fined the same amount by the NFL, what have you been accused of that you just didn't do, right? What have you been accused of that sent you into some righteous indignation, like my man Joe Mixon, who got on Twitter, and I mean, still an incredible tweet, I think. And I read verbatim, quote, "I'm getting fined by the NFL for what someone else said. What's next? I get fined by them for Connor McDavid cross-checking an opponent on an NHL game?" And then he has a...
By the way, shout out to him for being right on top of the NHL news. That's big news in the NHL right now.
Is that really?
Oh, yeah. Connor McDavid, they're arguing about it everywhere. Nobody wants to hear about the NHL, but yeah, that is...
Wow!
That is very topical.
Hey, man, yeah, I'm switching the music now.
NHL,
Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's on top of the NHL news.
Yeah, shout out to Joe Mixon. Let me find out that Joe Mixon's a big NHL fan. It'd be weird, though, if he's a big fan of Connor McDavid. Well, I guess Connor McDavid is the dude in that league.
Right, I was like, damn, an NHL reference.
Shout out.
And on point.
Do you think he had to open up one of them sports sites?
There's got to be something.
He's like,
there's got to be something.
are any of you the person who like, hey, man, I got a joke, but let me make sure it's accurate, or let me make sure it actually lands. You do a quick Google real
let
quick.
Let me Google real
let
quick.
Let me Google this real quick. Make sure that this lands perfect. You're not going to have me out here looking stupid.
I do it before I debate something online where somebody tried to say, oh, you wrong with it.
Good.
I'll be like, let me double check. Let me see. No, he scored this many points in this game. I know what I'm talking about.
McKinney scored 35 in that game. I'm glad because not enough people do that. But yeah, what somebody said, don't be an NHL hater, John. That's right.
No, I'm not a hater.
Yeah. We're trying to bring a team. Here, man. What you doing, man?
I'm not a hater.
We're going to be talking about it when the team comes to Houston.
He's on point, are we? But he's on point is what I'm saying.
Wow. All right, so back to the question today. What have you been accused of that you just didn't do? Lopez, I know that you don't have a lot of these because when you get accused of things, you absolutely did them. No, I'm just kidding. What do you have?
I want to go back to college.
Mm-hmm.
The most egregious one is I drove, you know, me and fishing. So I didn't have classes on Friday. I drove me and a couple of buddies from College Station all the way to Padre Island. Long drive, overnight, listening to music, drinking the whole time, et cetera, while we're driving. But I wasn't drinking. Even back then when, I just like, it's an overnight drive. We got to the beach at 3 in the morning and slept for about an hour and a half and decided to go fishing at daybreak. Whoop, whoop.
Man.
They show up, opens my car. It was my car.
Correct.
Opens my car, and beer cans just falling out.
You got open containers,
You know this was back in the day.
Open containers.
You go to jail immediately. Oh, 100%.
Straight to jail. Straight to jail.
Back in the day.
Do not collect $200.
No. That's
right.
That's right.
And my buddies were hung over, and I was like, it was a man and a woman. I didn't have a drop. And they're like, yeah. And all this other stuff. No real. The only test you had back then was the old breathalyzer.
Yeah.
You know?
Which were those all that accurate? Like, I actually don't know. I can't remember if that was. Yeah.
I said, I'll be happy to do anything you want. I'll walk the line.
Hey,
I'll do the breathalyzer.
You was doing
whatever
a lot there, brother.
I did not drink. at all. I did not drink the whole time.
He's still talking.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman,
Miss Lewinsky.
And so I did the breathalyzer 0.0, you know, and so they really didn't have anything on me. And those guys were, I told them I was driving. So they called my mom and dad and said, hey, did you know your son is
out here drinking? We're like, we're going to tattle on you at least. We can't take you down to the precinct, but we're going to tattle on you.
This is the Corpus Christi Police Department.
Oh, like, man.
Damn.
And
did your mom say, put him on the phone?
Yep.
Until the day they
Juan
died.
Juan Felipe.
Until the day they died, they thought I just put one over on everybody. They thought I was drinking the whole time, too.
And John Philip Lopez.
Now, look, I'm not going to say I was an angel, but that day... I did not have a drop to drink, and my mom and dad were like, sure.
Are you still mad about it?
Yes.
Okay, because I remembered one in the break that legitimately got my blood boiling. I'm mad again. Mm-hmm. This happened out in Sugarland, in my neighborhood when I was in elementary school. So, you know, I walked to elementary school, walked back home, and obviously in doing that, you know, after work, mom's not home, you know, walking home. Yeah, take my time, go the leisurely route, and, you know, walk with friends, have some fun in that time period. And so this particular day, I was walking home with a friend, and he was walking his little sister. You know, just generally the things that people do. And, you know, we're walking, and his little sister, I guess she was feeling good, playing around, and she hit me. And I'm just like, what the bleep, man? Like, what happened? And as that happens, a car pulls up next to us, stops, and this woman rolls down her window and says, you stop hitting on that little girl. And I'm like, what? Are you for, like, for, I'm just walking. We having a good time, you know, just being kids, talking or whatever. And then I get hit. Not only do I get hit, but as a young male accused of getting hit of a littler girl, I was like, oh, no, it can't be that. No, you cannot impugn my character in such, like, I'm still mad about that. Because first of all, she could have kept driving. She could have kept. She wanted to stop.
And she saw something that wasn't there.
She didn't do nothing either. It's not like she got out and whooped me, or I didn't know who she was. She couldn't call my mom or nothing. Like she just wanted to make sure that she yelled at this little boy in her mind for hitting a little girl, which I understand why.
Yeah.
But that was absolutely not what happened. And I don't know how she saw it that way because I didn't raise my hand not once. I am still upset about this. I don't know if you could tell, but I am.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn. Yeah, so my story is kind of similar to John, but it was no beer cans and drinking and nothing like that. Me and my homeboy, Kurt, we was out in Kent. We was in Kent looking for some girls.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, so we was on the college campus. We was trying to meet up with some girls there. And all of a sudden, I was kind of lost because I was trying to find them.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, whoop, whoop. I'm like, oh, man. So got pulled over. They checked my ID. They checked his ID. And then all of a sudden, can you step outside of the car? I'm like,
Damn.
So they start patting us down like, you don't have any bazookas or anything.
Bazookas?
Yeah, I never heard that term. Yeah. Or heard a cop say that. I've been pulled over many times and never heard that term. And so he grabbed my coat pocket and my phone charger was in there. He grabbed it like, what's this? I'm like, it's a phone charger. Please. And my homeboy had a black brush in his pocket.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, what's this? He was like, it's a brush. So we sitting on the hood of the car.
Oh, my God.
It felt like an hour, man. It was cold outside. We were just sitting there. And the girls we was meeting was way over there. So they looking at us getting pretty much about to get arrested. And all of a sudden, another car rolled by with a guy in the back. And the guy was like, no, that's not them.
God bless.
So they were looking for,
so apparently somebody got robbed.
Yeah.
You were about to be
hemmed
up.
They had the same color car I had.
Oh man.
Wow.
If the
guy would have said, that's them, we would have went to jail.
Yeah.
Fit the description stories, man. That's tough. Man, I got one of those too, but I don't want to bring that up.
We
right
rolled
now.
Home quiet as hell.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Miles after that one.
About 2 miles under the speed limit, I'm sure.
Man.
On the text line, somebody said, and this one's tough. Cheating. Got accused of cheating continuously when all they were guilty of was having late days of work. Oh, that's tough. You just out there bringing home the bacon.
That guy's just working.
Yeah, man. Got work to do. And I appreciate it. This one made me laugh out loud when I read it. Accused of farting in public when it was 100% their 12-month-old daughter having grown man farts, because you can't blame the baby. You just can't. Right? Nobody's, oh, sure. Although, like, hey, man, those babies do be having, like, real smelly stuff happening, man. Mm-hmm. Like, especially once, I guess against, around once they start getting, like solids.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, you know,
yeah,
like, milk is not going to do quite that. But when they start getting solids, their systems be doing the craziest stuff.
Rank.
Yeah.
It gets rank. How does that smell come out of that little thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you all cute and everything. How are you making that?
Yeah.
On the YouTube, they said when they were little, their sister and them were playing outside with their neighbor's chicken coop. When they got done, went inside. Moments later, the neighbors came knocking and said that they broke the chicken coop and let them out. Y'all might have done that accidentally. they got whooped, though.
Or they just wanted a free chicken coop.
Mm. Oh, you think that they were scheming? Yeah, they were like, hey, we saw them playing with it.
And we need
there's
a new
plausible,
one.
There's plausible deniability. We can make their parents pay for it.
Yes, exactly.
That's real nasty.
It was one time. It was way back in the day before I got with my wife. But I got accused of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is it was somebody I'd never messed around with. But at the time, I was, like, messing around with other people.
Oh,
but
no.
She pointed at somebody else. I'm like, no, I did not.
So
she
you got to
you with her.
She was right on the accusation.
Yeah.
Just not
wrong,
in the right.
Just the wrong girl.
Wrong lane.
Just the wrong girl.
I am technically innocent.
Like, I never messed with that girl right
on
there.
On my mother.
On my dead granny.
That girl in particular. I never messed with her. Her. Right there.
I'm like, woo, she got the wrong girl.
Otherwise, you were sunk. From the 281, they said they saw, this might be Figgy texting, and saw a dog walking down the road in the rain. They picked him up. Had him 3 days until they saw a post about a missing dog. So they called the owner, and the owner accused them of stealing the dog and brought the police when they came to pick him up.
I bet you that happens a lot.
That is tough.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Like, how did I get in this?
I'm trying to be good here.
For being a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
Keep letting us know about your Joe Mixon situations where you definitely didn't do what you were accused of.
Yeah.
On the text line, 713-572-4610. I'll try and make sure to circle back around to them. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where the NFL honors and the finalists have been announced for big time awards, plus another Pro Bowler for the Texans. I'll tell you who it is next.
How about that?